website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving Anastasia Island at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you join us today as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Got an unusual show today. I'm calling it Plan A, B, or C. Joe must go. I'm using the term, of course, of the New York Post, or the, what is it, the Times Union, or whatever it's called, of the major lead newspaper in America today, and they are saying that Joe must go. That's their position. And so I'm saying it's going to be, I believe there's three different plans in the process today. What I'm calling Plan A, B, and C. We're going to look at those during the course of this broadcast today and ask you the question. Number one, should Joe Biden step aside? Number two, if he refuses to step aside, should he be removed? Number three, if he is to be removed, how should that be done? What will be the end results? How will that redound for Christians, conservatives, and patriots? The New York Times is what I was looking for. New York Times is saying Joe must go. So, ladies and gentlemen, our nation, listen very carefully. I recognize and say to you today, our nation today, at this moment, we're facing a constitutional crisis. How should we respond? What should we do? And the end result of whatever transpires with the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, whatever they do in relationship to Joe Biden, the question, the bottom line, how does that affect the Christian, the conservative, the patriots in America? And how should we respond? Should we be involved? Should we say anything? Should we just sit in silence? Or should we recognize what is taking place, say or do something in relationship to it? And ladies and gentlemen, those are the questions. There's a move today, and I'll talk about it further in the broadcast, of doing what's called a blitz, B-L-I-T-Z, a blitz primary. That would be to open the Democratic race so that other candidates could be recommended to be the presidential candidate for November, 4 months from now. Listen, this has never happened in the United States of America. This is the event that we're faced with today is, in fact, a constitutional crisis, because it will make the determination as to what is going to happen November the 5th of this year, 4 months from now. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, what should we do? I am concerned because we're watching today what I'm calling the puppeteer coming to the forefront. We've known, I've talked about it for three and a half years now, that Joe Biden was cognitively not capable of running the nation. He ought not to have been the candidate for 2020 in the presidential race, and we have witnessed his decline. Now listen carefully. What I am not doing, I am not making fun of or poking fun, if you want to call it that, at Joe Biden. His cognitive physical decline is not of his making or doing, but nevertheless he's in that position, and we're all witnessing what I'm calling senior abuse, because Joe Biden and his handlers, including his wife Jill Biden, are making a gross mistake in relationship to trying to push Joe through the process of being reelected as president. And now listen very carefully. One of the things that has taken place is the fact that over the years, the past three and a half, almost 4 years, Joe Biden's handlers have denied that he had a cognitive impairment. Joe Biden's handlers, including the Marxist media, kept that secret, if you will, from America, but yes, most Americans knew it anyway. But we've watched the lies, the deceit, the smoke and dagger back rooms filled with smoke and mirrors, and their attempt to try to cover his cognitive decline. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that today. That's the forefront. That's the foremost news item on the agenda today. And it should concern us. Every one of the sound of my voice, we should be concerned. And I realize there's a mindset that says that Christians ought to just simply hands off. Christians ought to say nothing about a political race. Christians ought to be in a position of saying whatever happens, happens. Whatever takes place, God's in control. But ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see today. It is the sin that permeates our society today. It is that which is happening that I believe we need to recognize and be concerned about and be in prayerful state before God, asking God to divinely intervene. In Proverbs 29:2, the scripture says, When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I believe we're in a state of mourning today. I believe we need to recognize that. And ladies and gentlemen, as we face these issues, as we talk about these issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. God's word is the truth book. Now, you can deny truth, you can reject truth, you can in some way try to circumvent truth, or in some fashion, as some are doing today, bifurcate truth, but it's an impossibility. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus himself says, I am truth, in John 14:6. But ladies and gentlemen, it was Orwell and the Orwellian dystopian novel called 1984 that said this. George Orwell he's a secularist, by the way. He said this: the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But ladies and gentlemen, truth still matters. If you embrace it, or you reject it, or you in some way deny it, truth still matters. Even though we find, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say that there's no absolute truth. The same millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as different versions of truth. Truth is truth. You've heard me say before, at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we find that taking place today on a proliferating basis in America, especially in political circles. Also, you find that in multitudes of theological, doctrinal, biblical circles, where there are the false teachers that are trying to tell you a lie about what the scripture says when it does not say that at all. But I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and listen. Final statement on that, defend the truth, even to death. And I believe God holds the child of God, the Christian, responsible for defending the truth, standing for truth, without equivocation, without bowing or bending, without any modification or any trying to soothe the minds and the hearts of those that reject truth. I believe truth ought to be at the very top of the list for the child of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, and also, ladies and gentlemen, they have that hurricane preparedness equipment with the power backup equipment that you need to know about. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions, and the questions can be answered about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark, There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Plan A, Plan B, or Plan C? We're going to talk about those three different plans. There may even be other plans that you think of that might be versatile, viable, and possible. But I'm seeing, ladies and gentlemen, a constitutional crisis that America's never faced before. We're going to witness, in my most humble opinion, a major Democratic National Convention Committee open conference in, what is it, August, for their meeting. And I believe we're going to witness, ladies and gentlemen, major chaos and confusion that's not been seen since about 1968, as I understand history on that subject, when there was major calamity with open convention at that time. Ladies and gentlemen, for almost 4 years now, in fact, we could say 4 years, because this was happening before the election in 2020, when the socialist Marxist media kept on keeping behind closed doors the truth of Joe Biden's being the puppet, and there's a puppeteer behind the scenes. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been able to keep Joe Biden propped up. Joe Biden has been the puppet and the Manchurian candidate, and now the Manchurian president. But the show is over. I'm saying that. I believe the show is over. The deceit is over. The mask has been taken off. The world now sees the real Joe Biden. You remember, a number of years ago, there was a television program with the real, whatever the name would be, whatever it would be on that particular show, with the real Joe Biden, please stand up. I could use that as a term for that program. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching now the real Joe Biden. He's uncovered. The hiding of Biden and his cognitive decline is over. Listen very carefully. I don't believe this just happened. I believe that it was the determination made by the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Party called the Democrats. They saw the failing of Joe Biden. They realized it cannot be kept under wraps any longer. They decided it's time to expose him so that they'd have an open opportunity to replace him. Their goal is simply to keep control in D.C. and the control over Americans and our lives with the dictatorial ruling of Joe Biden and or Biden acolytes. I believe I have Jose on the line. Jose, go over your question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. My comment is, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I want you to correct me if I am. I have no problem with that. The media has been telling us all along that he's in his game, he's in his prime, he's very bright, he's in command. There's nothing to worry about. It's only a lie from the right-wing extremists in America. It's a lie from the Republican. There's nothing wrong with Biden's up in the head. But based on that debate, I didn't watch it, but I saw the highlights. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy, even though I disagree with him 1,000%. And now what it tells us, I mean, to the American public, is do not trust the media. They're lying. They knew all along he wasn't able to lead the country. And now they've been exposed for who they are. And the funny thing is, they don't like him when they tell him that they are carrying the war for the Democrats. But you see, they are in panic mode, the media. Aren't they supposed to just report the facts? Whatever happens, it's up to you to decide, you know what I mean, based on what you saw. But they are in a panic mode, as if they were running behind Biden's campaign. That showed the hypocrisy of the liberal media. I mean, they are in panic mode, as if they were the one wanting Biden in the White House. Last time I checked, in order for you to be a good reporter, you have to be impartial. You have to report the facts and let the public decide. But you see how biased they are. And don't tell me that they are impartial, that they are in the middle, that they
Let me say this. Hang on. We'll continue the conversation. We've not had open, honest media reporting for about 50 years. We have what is called in Russia Pravda Media. Pravda Media simply meaning it is controlled by the government. And today we have the government snitches that's called the media, and I call it the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, that's in control of the communist media. That's really not the CNN. It's the Communist Network News. And all of the other within that same circle. I find it, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, I find it amusing and sad at the same time that all of a sudden, all, not some, all of the Marxist media have now decided that we're going to expose Joe Biden. And as you said very clearly in your articulation of the fact that all of the media knew this for all of these years now, almost, in fact, I would say 4 years or more. So what, in your opinion, caused the media to all of a sudden decide we're going to turn on Joe Biden, we're going to let the world see who Joe Biden really is, and we're going to take the mask off? What brought that about, in your opinion?
I believe it's the hatred towards President Trump, because they see that if they cannot use the Biden for this election, who do they have to stop Trump? They don't have anybody. They're talking about the governor of California, Newsom. He had destroyed that state, and people don't want him. So I don't know what the choices are. That's why they are in such a panic mode. And now they just want somebody in a hurry to face Donald Trump. That's all it is. I mean, it's sad to see the panic mode that the media has. They are panicking, and they knew all along, but they thought maybe injecting all kind of fluids, all kind of medicine, he was going to be, you know, well for the, what, 60, 90 minutes on the debate. He didn't last 20 minutes. So I think he just backfired big time, and they are in panic mode. I don't know what they're going to do. But I guess the brainwash is so big that now Nancy Pelosi says that the one that has mental issues is Donald Trump. How crazy can you be, brother? Yeah,
you're,
he said that. Yeah.
You're exactly right.
How crazy can you be? Did you see the election in France?
Yes.
The French elected the left-wing Muslims, socialists, and communists instead of the lady, Le Pen, that she wanted the best for the country. She wants to start the flow or the invasion of illegal Muslims, and she wants a normal France. And they said, no, we don't want it. How crazy is that? When they are leaving the taking over of France by the Muslims. I mean,
absolutely.
And I wouldn't be surprised.
It's not just in France, but most of Europe today is controlled by the Islamic jihadist. In fact, the Islamic jihadist move has been taking place for the past 20 years in Europe. And what we see, the end result now in France, with the open election of an Islamic jihadist, we can count on that being the future of America, unless we as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, and go to the polls and vote. That's my admonishment to every Christian and conservative that's listening today.
I think the biggest problem that we have in America are those the media. The media is bought and paid by whoever agenda it is that is not for America. It's the opposite. It's for open borders, and we see the results. Crime rates, rapes, and you name it, sky high. The same thing is going on in France and England. The same thing in England. They elected the Labour Party.
That's right.
Ultra-left-wing party. So I blame the media because they keep the people blind to reality. It's the MSNBC everywhere in England, in France, so they don't see better. You see, you talk to people that watch MSNBC, and you wonder, wait a minute, do they live in America or do they live in another country? Because they see everything the opposite. You go like, are you kidding me? They don't see nothing wrong with the border. They don't see nothing with the criminals killing innocent 12-year-old girls and the mother with five kids. You know what the answer is? Oh, well, the American people do that too. What? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? I mean, we have to pray for this nation, brother, and for the media, that somebody speak truth on the media, because the media keep the people blind. They're not allowing to see what's going on. They hide the truth. They don't report on the border that is open. They don't report on those illegals killing American people. They don't report it. They just hide it. And I think that's the biggest problem that we have, that a little group of people are controlling and setting the agenda. And I guess prayer, and I don't know, how can we fight against that as conservatives, America-loving people? God bless you, brother. It's
Jose, you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call. And the best answer, the short answer is that you're exactly right. The way that the Christians, conservatives, and the patriots can face the future is simply by coming to God, recognizing that God is sovereign, God's still on the throne, God's not asleep, he's not on vacation, and we go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Our nation needs healing today, ladies and gentlemen. The only answer is prayer and seeking God's face. But in the recognition of what is taking place, we need to do that. But so often, we find that the real answer is avoided, evaded, and not used. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, talking about Joe Biden and his cognitive condition, and the fact that all of the Marxist media is just now coming together and coalescing in one hue and cry, and that hue and cry is that Biden is cognitively unable to run America. Biden should step down. Biden should be replaced. Biden should not run for office against President Donald J. Trump, et cetera, et cetera. I'm looking at a headline. Dr. Sanjay Gupta says it's time for the President Biden to undergo detailed cognitive and neurological testing and share his results. This is dated July the 5th, 2024, when the 46th President of the United States took the debate stage a week ago. It became apparent, even from his first answer, that this would not be a performance that he had hoped for. For me, this is Dr. Gupta, for me, as a brain specialist, it was concerning to watch President Joe Biden, and it quickly became clear that I was not alone in my reaction. Over the past week, I received more than a dozen calls, texts, and emails from medical colleagues who, like me, specialize in the brain. It wasn't that what we noticed was necessarily new, but that it was particularly pronounced, and right from the very start, in the debate, we saw it. From a neurological standpoint, we are concerned with his confused rambling, sudden loss of concentration in the middle of a sentence, halting speech, absent of facial animation, resulting at times in flat, open mouth expression. The consensus from the doctors reaching out to me, however, was that the president should be encouraged to undergo detailed cognitive movement disorder testing, and those results should be made available to the public immediately, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now a renowned physician that's saying that Joe Biden has a cognitive debility. And ladies and gentlemen, we've had so-called physicians in the past 4 years that have come forward and said that they have they looked at Joe, they've talked with Joe, and they found no problem with Joe, that it's just all the figment of the imagination and the scare tactics from the left, from the conservatives, from the patriots in America that's wanting to harm Joe. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a few minutes and just go through what we have as a nation as a result of the cognitively depleted Joe Biden. I want us to look at and analyze very carefully, but very succinctly, what America has today, what America is today, as a result of 4 years of Joe Biden in his cognitive decline, as we have witnessed it and watched it, even from the, process of being elected in 2020. He stayed in his basement, supposedly because of COVID. He stayed in his basement. When he was out, he wore a mask. He had very little to say. The media covered, as our previous caller, Jose, said, the media lied for him and covered for him. Ladies and gentlemen, we have open borders today with millions of illegal invaders that have come into America. These invaders are milking our educational system, milking the medical system, destroying the social fiber of America with citizens lacking in care and support, and yet in some cities, the blue cities across America, spending hundreds of millions of dollars to house, to give food, clothing, and shelter, and money in the pocket, and a paid cell telephone to these illegal invaders, and yet Americans are being left high and dry. That's what one of the major things that we have today as a result of the cognitively depleted Joe Biden. I believe we have David on the line. David, go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Russell Youngblood, I appreciate the gentleman was just on ahead of you, and then you made reference to 2 Chronicles 7:14. I've got an idea that I just wondered and run by you and see what your honest opinion is. If we as God's people got down and really prayed to God and asked him, because of all the illegal people been registered to vote, and hopefully for whoever they were bringing over here to vote to swing the election. I believe Proverbs tells us if you set a trap for someone, be careful you don't fall in it. I wonder what would happen if all those people was enlightened and they voted for the right person this time.
That is our prayer and should be our continual prayer. One of the things we find, God created human beings with a cognitive ability, with a volitional choice to choose. For example, in the Garden of Eden, God set up all of the garden and told Adam and Eve, you could partake of the fruit of the trees from everything except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the center of the garden. God gave Adam and Eve a volitional choice. They made the choice and the decision to disobey God. That's the choice that mankind has today. Mankind is not a puppet. We're not robots. We make choices. And the unfortunate thing is without the work of the Holy Spirit in the heart and the life of an individual, most individuals that are lost, that is, without Christ, without salvation, they make wrong choices, wrong decisions, because they do not have the wisdom that comes from on high. The wisdom of the world is absolutely debauched, debased, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and following. But we find the wisdom from God is absolutely what we need to have. And that wisdom, as you say, is to pray, seek God's face, ask God to heal our land. Yes, I believe that God can do it. Yes, I believe that God divinely intervened in the election in 2016 that put Donald J. Trump in office to begin with. I believe God can do it again. But I believe that we, as believers, must recognize what God calls on us to do. We need to recognize that as a nation, we've turned our backs on God. We must recognize as a nation that we are sinful as a people, and we need to confess the sins of our nation, confess our personal sins, and ask God to cleanse us, forgive us, and divinely intervene and save America before it's too late to do so. David, you're exactly right, brother. So I'm calling on every believer today to pray, seek God's face, confess our sins, ask God to heal our land. And at the same time, as the little widow lady said on one occasion, we need to put feet on our prayers. We need to pray and be ready to pray, to plan, and prepare to participate in the election and to vote and vote and vote. And I can say this, David, if it's rain, sleet, or snow, if it's 115 degrees outside, or if it's zero, every Christian, every conservative needs to make sure you're registered to vote and go and vote and ask God to intervene. So, David, keep praying. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. There's Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C. We'll get to those in just a moment. But news media is saying Joe must go. So do you agree? Should Joe go? Should Joe Biden retire? Should he resign? Or should he be forcefully put out of the position of being the candidate for just about 4 months from now? I'm looking at headline says, the views of the state of moral values in America at the lowest point. 83% think that the moral values in America are worse than ever. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this conversation right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville.